I'm so glad you brought up Heaven, because you've had some incredible books, a lot that are on my bookshelf, but Heaven has by far been the most influential to me. Sold, I don't know, well over a million copies of that book thus far. I actually don't know, though, what was the impetus for writing the book? Like, why did you finally say, I need to tackle this enormous topic?
The seeds of it go back to when my mom was dying in 1981, and I would come to her bedside every day and read to her the last two chapters of the Bible, Revelation 21 and 22. And then it dawned on me, I'd gone all the way through Bible college and seminary both, and not one time in one class had we had any kind of extended discussion of or teaching on the subject of the new earth. And I thought, this is where we're going to live forever. I mean, I've heard way more about the present heaven, though much of that tends to be a little more speculative, like what's going on right now with people who are in the presence of God. We know they're conscious. We know with the Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We know there's communication, there's dialogue, there's consciousness, all of that. And we know some other specifics, but we actually know far more, or should know far more, that God has revealed to us about the new earth, the prophets who speak of it. And we know for sure they were speaking of it because they're quoted specifically in Revelation 21 and 22, the last two chapters of the Bible, which are like a mirror image of the first two. It just hit me, not only in the experience with my mom, but years later when I was a pastor, and then when I was writing, I have so many conversations with believers who say they believe in the resurrection, but they don't believe in the resurrection because they'll say things like, oh, my daughter who died of leukemia, and it's this tragic story, and this dad is crying, and he's telling me, and I'll never be able to put my arms around my daughter and hug her again. And I said, wait a minute, you've been telling me you're a believer, your daughter is a believer. Okay, so why would you say that? I said, don't you believe in the resurrection? Oh, sure, I believe in the resurrection. We all know we're supposed to believe in the resurrection. But if you don't believe that you will ever hug your daughter again, your physical body, her physical body, then you don't believe in the resurrection.